morale. Praise God. Amen. Let's get some morale. Stand up and give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Come on, come on, come on, saints. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. You may be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus, I am blessed with your love, with your forgiveness, with your gifts, with your name, with salvation through you, Jesus. I am blessed with faith, and I exercise that faith right now, and I bind Satan. I bind principalities and powers, poverty, sickness, disease, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't we blessed? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, God gives me messages, and there's a certain way that I got into the anointing in the ministry. And God's going to show you today from the Word of God that you can also get into it. God wants to increase the anointing on your gifting, whatever that gifting may be, fivefold, whatever it may be. And so we're just going to go through some scriptures because that's where he teaches from, scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. The Word of God is very, very important to me and to God and to you. Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, Chris, to Matthew 6:33. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to start there and just go through, and I'm going to show you how you can reach into your ministry. And how God will anoint, he wants to anoint your giftings. Hallelujah. Some people don't know how to get there. Some people do. If you have a desire in your life, that isn't coming from you, it's coming from God in your life. Whether it be a desire to pastor or evangelist or prophet or teacher or whatever it may be, or just to have a function or as on the praise team here, and God will add to that. Amen? Hallelujah. God wants to add to our lives. He wants to add himself to our lives. He wants to add healing to our lives. He wants to anoint our lives. He wants to add gifts to our lives. Hallelujah. So it's up to us to seek the kingdom. And it says here in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So God wants you to know there's many, many promises in Jesus he wants to add to you. But the most important thing is he wants to add the anointing to your gifting. See, a lot of people have gifts or in their lives, but they ain't very heavily anointed. And God wants to add the anointing. And any time we can do according to Scripture and seek the kingdom, God will add the anointing to you. So I started off way, way back. And God has kept adding the anointing to my gifts that he has given me. And he's added anointing to the teaching and preaching. And he's added anointing to the Word of God that's in me. Amen? So he's a God that wants to add to us. And we need to seek the kingdom. And so we need to get a kingdom language and keep seeking Jesus and keep seeking God. And he's going to add to us. Amen? Say, he's going to add to me. Hallelujah. So there's some people in here, you know, some people are in the medium anointing, some people are in the heavy anointing, some people are in the low anointing, but one's not better than the other, but someone has sought God more than the other, and so God has increased that anointing. So if you want to do what I'm doing or what you see someone else do, you really want to do what God wants you to do. Amen? Everybody has a call on your life, and as the more we seek the kingdom, the more we want to become like Christ, the more we ask the Holy Spirit to help us, the more we understand spirit of error and spirit of truth. You see, when you are thinking of something bad during the week, you are to discern that. That's an anointing. That's a gift. You are to discern that and call upon the spirit of truth to drive out the spirit of error. There's a lot of people who don't believe in healing. There's a lot of people who don't believe in tongues. That's all the spirit of error. There's a lot of people don't believe in miracles. A lot of people don't believe in signs and wonders. A lot of people don't believe in dreams and visions and all that. That's a spirit of error. And the spirit of truth, you see, which is the Holy Spirit, you don't want to get caught up thinking about God don't speak it. God don't have us speak in tongues no more. God don't do miracles no more. The gifts have gone away with the apostles or whatever it may be. That's all a spirit of error. And that spirit of error tries to control our thoughts and control our minds. And so God is going to teach us tonight to seek the kingdom, and he's going to add anointing to you. And so the first thing you want to know is, do you have a desire in your life to serve God in a special way? Yes. And if you do, and you know what that is, but it just doesn't seem to be working for you, I'll show you scripture what you have to do. Then it's entirely up to you. I'm not going to twist arms. I'm not going to push, pull, and shove. I'm just going to show you what the Word of God says. Amen? Hallelujah. And if you'll do this and continue to do it, God will add the anointing to your life. First of all, a desire comes from the Holy Spirit. And then there's certain things you have to do. A lot of people never get into any gifts or any anointing or nothing. They just think, I don't know what happened to me. God never used me. Well, God's going to give you a message tonight so he can increase the anointing in your life. But you'll have to do your part in it. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're going to go down through scriptures. We've already read here that God, if we'll seek righteousness and kingdom, all these things will be added to you. Most people don't know what these things are. Well, every promise in Jesus is yes, yes, is it not? Hallelujah. Every promise, and he'll add promises to you. He'll add anointing to your gifts. Once you realize what the gift is, there's something you have to do. Once you realize, get a desire for doing something for God. Once you get that desire, I watched that. That was really good. I wanted to say that to you publicly because you really blessed me. Me and Betty and my daughter in the office watched it. We're talking about, she has a testimony, and it's on our website now, how she got healed of cancer and so on and so forth. She done such a great job. Everybody said she was nervous. She didn't seem nervous to me. And she told the whole thing. So we have a new thing on the website. You can push a button on testimonies on the front page. It'll take you to her picture, and you push on her picture, and you'll hear a whole testimony. A DVD on her testimony. And so what we're doing is, anybody who's been touched in this ministry, you see, we're going to start lining that. It'll help people overseas, India, places where the website goes and so on and so forth. So if you have a testimony that you've been touched in this ministry, I'd like to have you get a hold of Jeff and come in during the week, and he'll put it on there, and it'll bless a lot of people. You see, once we stand up, and the Bible says in Revelation, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Well, the Bible also says that we overcome by his blood and our testimony. And so we're going to help people I have a testimony about MS and booze and drugs, and everybody in here, I suppose, has some kind of testimony. What we're looking for, the build of this ministry. Now, I'm not coming against anybody who's had a testimony, that over there happened, that over there happened. We're trying to build this ministry. We're trying to get, we have now 30,000 hits on our website, and it's only been up 7 months. And so a lot of people overseas are looking at this. So if we can get people who have been touched here, you see, it'll touch people out there. Everybody, you're not the only one going through something. You see, we all think that. But if you'll give a testimony, you've been touched in, how you was touched, and I'm not going to put no words in your mouth, and neither is Jeff, and how you was touched, I'm telling you, it'll touch somebody out there. And then we start getting emails, and then maybe this will be a way you open up your ministry to minister to that person who was having the same problem. You got freed, and this person here needs ministry. Amen? Hallelujah. But it has to be something that happened here. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck. I'm just saying this is the way we're doing it. Amen? Hallelujah. So God wants to add to you. It's okay if the Holy Spirit breaks off and does things like that. I just want to encourage her. She blessed me and my wife and my daughter, and I know she blessed Jeff, and so it was really neat. And if you ever want to hear her testimony from start to finish, just go on the website, push on testimonies, go to her picture, push on her picture, it'll start playing. See, if nothing else, you get your picture on the website. Maybe some of you ladies, maybe a man ought to go on there and give a testimony. You're looking for a husband or a wife. No, I'm only kidding. It's not about that. No, it's not about that. No. God wants to add, but you know, I don't want to use it for a dating game. Unless you want to date with Jesus. Okay, next number one. We know that God says that he promises he'll add to us. Amen? Say number two. Ephesians, if you would, Chris, 1. Ephesians 1. We're going to get down through some things, and I'm going to show you exactly what the Word of God does, exactly what he speaks to us and tells us what to do. Okay? Ephesians 1, verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom. There's different manifestations of the Spirit now. In revelation and the knowledge of him. So you need a spirit of wisdom. You need that spirit of wisdom operating in you. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. You see, a lot of people don't have a lot of understanding about their calling, a lot of understanding about the anointing on their lives. And a lot of times people go over and try to operate in this anointing, but they're not anointed there. God wants you to operate in the place that you're called to operate. And then he'll add anointing to you. He will add gifts to you, you see, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. See, a lot of people have chosen your own calling. And it's according to his calling. So you want your eyes open to his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? This working of power towards us is the anointing he adds to you that you can operate in the fivefold or as a finger or a thumb or part of the body of Christ. That's the power God works in us. But that power can be added to you. That anointing can be added to you. That's why he said Matthew, seek ye first the kingdom, he will add to us. And there's something specific. Number one, you want the spirit of wisdom. You don't want your own mind deciding what your calling is. You want the spirit of wisdom, and wisdom is taken from Jesus. Knowledge is taken from Jesus. In Colossians, it says all knowledge, all wisdom is found in Jesus. So you want to ask every day for the spirit of wisdom. You don't want to lean to your own understanding about your calling. Because you'll fall on your face. And so once you start asking for the spirit of wisdom, that you have an understanding of his call upon your life, you'll start to get a desire in your life to do something for Jesus. It'll be one of the gifts, you see. So the next thing you have to do, number one, you got to make sure you do this in Ephesians every day until it starts moving in your life. Okay, until you start having a real desire and a real understanding of what God's called you to do. It comes from a desire, and then you get an understanding of it. Your eyes are open to it. The spirit of wisdom is operating in you, you see. Once you get that going in your life, this may be a slow process, it may be a fast process. It depends on how much time we want to put in. It depends how quickly we recognize the desire is in our lives, placed there by the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? Everybody here, God has placed a desire in your life. And guess what? It happened the day you said, Jesus, save me, come into my life and be my Lord and Savior, forgive my sins and what have you, and so on and so forth. It started right then. But because the flesh, and we have understanding, we have gone on many different highways trying to find out what God would do, wants us to do, I should say. And so the spirit of wisdom will bring a desire to you, and immediately You'll have that desire, and you'll understand what it is. Immediately, your eyes will be open to it. So what do you do next? Hallelujah. I thought you'd never ask. 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. So what he's saying here is, this call, you got to be somebody who prays and studies the word of God. What are you going to study? You're not going to study just any part of the word of God. You're going to study the desire that he's placed in you, the call that he's placed upon your life. That's what you're going to study. And that's when he'll add the anointing to it. Amen? Amen. So you're going to study the desire which brings understanding to you, if it's pastor, evangelist, prophet, teacher, whatever it may be, that's what you're going to study. And you're going to get it from the word of God. And once you start studying that, once you walk in that desire, it's going to start developing in your life. So two things you got to do. You got to pray, and you got to study the word of God in the area of your desire. There ain't no point in studying in a gift if it's not your desire calling you at that point. You have to get a hold of the desire and have your eyes open to the desire. It'll fall into the word of God, you see. Then you'll pray and study the word of God according to that desire. And you'll find that desire in Jesus. You'll find that desire in the word of God. And then as you start to desire that, as you start to study that, as you start to learn that, as you start to walk in that wisdom about that, he will start adding the anointing to you, and he'll bring people, or he'll bring you into places where you can flow in that anointing. And the more you're obedient to it, the more it becomes clear to you, the more it becomes a spiritual life in you coming alive, the Holy Spirit in you, the more the anointing will be increased in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray, and we're going to study where our desire is. Are you listening? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Put up 2 Timothy 2:15, if you would, Amplified version. Amplified. Study and be eager. Do your utmost to present yourself to God approved. Well, how do you get approved? You start walking in the desire. You start praying. You start studying it. Tested by trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing, accurately dividing, rightly handling, skillfully teaching the word of truth. In what? In your calling. See, that's what you're going to do. You're going to get the word of God in you. You're going to be eager. You're going to be to present it to yourselves, approved by God. The only way you get approved by God is to walk in your calling. That approves you of God. That means you've got the spirit of wisdom. You now have understanding of it. And now God is going to approve because you've received the spirit of wisdom. You understand your call, you see, and now you're desiring it. So God's going to approve you because you're studying your call from the word of God, and God's going to add the anointing to it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The anointing that God adds to you comes on your calling when you get into what God has asked you to do, that your eyes are open. You understand now, I have this desire. Don't worry about doors being open. Don't worry about if you've been to school or not been to school. Don't even let that enter it. If you choose to go to school, that's one thing. Praise God. But if you don't, you see, I want you to understand, Catherine Kuhlman never went to school. Benny Hinn never went. I can go on and on and on, you see. Wigglesworth never went to school. And God's not against school. I want you to understand something. But don't let that be a door that you're closing on your calling because you haven't been to school. If you'll study and be eager and do your utmost to present yourself to God approved, the only way God approves you, if you receive the spirit of wisdom, and you got the desire, and you're walking, your eyes are open to His calling, what He wants you to do. That's how you get approved of God. The flesh wants to go here. You know, we've all been through that. We want to go here. We want to do this. This sounds nice. I like to do this. Oh, this is nice. The only way God approves you, if you get the spirit of wisdom in your life, hallelujah. Listen, study and be eager and do your utmost to present yourself God approved, tested by a trial, a workman who is not, who has no cause to be ashamed. A lot of people are ashamed of the gospel. A lot of people are ashamed of the desire and the call that God's called them into. You know why? It's just you and God. And you may be called to where words of knowledge come and words of wisdom come. And sometimes it's embarrassing to the flesh. That means you ain't dead yet. That means your flesh is really still alive. If you can get embarrassed for Jesus, and that's where the spirit of error comes in, he tries to get you embarrassed. He tries, are you going to say that and do that? At that point, you say, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. So the only way that God approves, and you're going to go through trials, saints. You're going to be tested. Do you really understand the desire in you? Do you really understand the price that you got to pay to have God add the anointing and call you into a place where you actually become the voice of God on this earth? Where you're actually a carrier of the anointing? A holy anointing? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The next place we're going to go is 1 Timothy 4, 13 and 14. 1 Timothy 4. I want to go 13 and 14. Till I come and give attention to the reading, to exhortation, to your doctrine, do not neglect that gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, which the laying on of hands of the elder. You see, do not neglect the gift that's in you. The only way you're not going to neglect the gift that's in you, you're going to ask for the spirit of wisdom. You're going to have understanding. Your eyes are going to be open to the gift. Then you got to feed the gift by studying the word of God where that gift leads you. If it's pastor, if it's evangelist. You see what I'm trying to say? See, a lot of people neglect it by saying, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what God wants me to do. Well, you got to put the time in to find out. You got to ask the Holy Spirit every day until a desire comes. A desire that will drive you into that anointing, and God will add the anointing to your life. Don't neglect the gift that's in you. So God's saying there's a gift in you, you see. But most people don't understand it. Most people don't have the spirit of wisdom. Most people don't have their eyes open to it. Most people don't have a desire in that area yet. It don't come from the flesh. It comes from the spirit of wisdom in you. That's where the desire comes from. It don't come from the flesh. We could all have desires to do things. I've had a desire to be a millionaire. I never became one. I mean, for my flesh. I'm wealthy as far as God's concerned. I got all kinds of blessings from God. Amen? I often tell the story. We had the government owed me $40,000, sent it to me, never got a lawyer. They admitted they was wrong and sentenced $40,000. This is years and years ago. Me and my wife said at that moment, we'll never be broke again. We've never been broke since. Never been broke since. And we can go out and buy anything we want to. I bet you me and my wife's credit is as good as, I got to name somebody, Obama. Although he's got a big treasury he can draw from, but. Hallelujah. Even in this ministry, you have never missed a payment. $6,600 a month we pay for this place. Never been late, never missed a payment. Think about it. When I tell people that, they quit. How much for this? Well, if you can find something cheaper for me, go out and find it. Hallelujah. So it says, neglect not the gift that's in you. The gift comes from the spirit of wisdom that gives you a desire that you realize there's a gift in you. And you can't neglect it. What it means is you got to feed it. You got to get it in God's word, and you got to feed it. You got to feed it with God's word. If it's pastor, if it's evangelist, if it's prophet, if it's teacher, if it, whatever it may be. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So you don't get away from, you got to feed that gift that's in you from the word of God that is directly connected to that calling. And then God will add to it. He'll expand it. I had a great desire years ago. It wasn't a week after I got saved. And I told my wife, you're going to do what? This little Assembly of God church said to me, Elry, I was down in the basement praying in tongues. Man, I mean, it was an old cheese factory. Sometimes it smelt like it too. But I was down in there, and I was just praying in tongues, and all of a sudden God said, shh, you want to talk to me? He says, he named the pastor. I got to be Catholic. He said, he's coming to visit you, and he's going to open his pulpit to you. And I said, yeah, right. But you know, God was faithful to what he said. He said, go upstairs. So I go upstairs and go into my wife and I were living in an apartment. I went upstairs. It wasn't 20 minutes. And I said, I don't believe this. And I opened the door, and there he was standing. He said, Elry? He was from another town. He said, I was coming through. God told me to stop here. What are you doing? I said, well, I'm praying about holding some miracle services. He said, can I pray for you? And I said, sure. Took us down this long hallway in the living room. We got on our knees, me and Betty. He prayed for us. When I got up, he said, when you are ready, call me and you can use my church and pulpit. Even though the flesh says, ain't nobody coming by and help me out. You know, we've all been there. You know, when you're down, you say all kinds of things. Well, just go upstairs. Just be obedient. Go upstairs, Ellery. And I was so in the tongues, I wanted to stay there. But I'm praying in tongues, Jesus. See, sometimes we want to just get in the Word of God and pray in tongues so much, we miss the miracle. If I'd have stayed down there, they'd have knocked on, he'd knocked on the door, and very seldom my wife will go to the door if it's not me. But if I'm not there, she doesn't open the door. Isn't that a good thing? See, don't invite everybody that comes to the door in. It may be the devil. Hallelujah. So don't neglect the gift that's in you. Hallelujah. How are you not going to neglect it? Praise God. I thought you'd never ask. Turn to Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. Hallelujah. For the word of God is living, powerful. See, now it's got to go sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to way down into the soulish area, saints. When you get your calling, you get your desire, if you don't get the word of God way deep down in you, and you just leave it surface stuff, the enemy will steal it. The spirit of error will come on you. So you got to study to show yourself approved, to walk in that ministry. You got to get the word of God, pray and get the word of God. Is a living, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. In other words, I got a desire, okay? I'm starting to feed that desire from the Word of God, but my mind is enmity against God. I may hear something else, and I may want to, you may get there and do that, but you got to water that desire. You got to water that call. And it's got to be God's call in order for God to approve it. It's not something you get up someday and decide to do. You can do that. Many people do, but 10 years later, they're still doing the same thing, which is nothing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're going to study. We're not going to neglect the gift that's in us. We're going to realize that I have a desire in me, and I'm going to show God I'm approved because I'm going to study that in the Word of God. That is my call. That's what I'm going to study. And I'm going to get the Word of God. The Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. See, it's got to pierce down. You know, people's emotions sometimes run our lives, the soulish area. If you don't believe it, let someone do something wrong to you. You'll gripe all the way to bed, and you get up in the morning, you'll be griping. That's an emotional thing. Some people gripe for weeks on end. Some people go home for Christmas, they haven't seen their family for a year, and the minute they see their family, they're saying, I can't believe she's doing that. I can't believe he's doing that. I don't know what I'm doing around these people. Maybe you're supposed to witness. Say, Jesus, fill me with your love. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest is love, saints. If you ain't filled with his love, you're not going to have a love to walk in your calling. You're not going to have a love to take that desire and to get the Word of God and to pray and I want to serve God. You're not going to love God that Jesus is first in your life. Your problems, you see, don't come first. You don't go before God trying to get yourself solved. You go before God. God, I want, because his call will free you. Amen? His call will free you. Say, his call will free me. There's people sitting here tonight that have no idea what it is. That's why God is unfolding from Scripture to tell you how to do it. Spirit of wisdom, you're going to get a desire in your life, and you're going to feed that desire. That desire actually will be a call, and you're going to feed it with the Word of God. You're going to pray. You're not going to neglect the gift that's in you. Once you've got the desire and you know what it is, that's a gift that God wants to add anointing to. And they may be a trial. They may be testings. Yeah. That'll get you to run and hide sometimes. Or get you mad. Or rise up the soulish area in you. I'm so sick of this. Mm-hmm. I can read someone's thinking. Praise God. For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul. That's where you got to get the word, saints. That's the reason why. Listen, saints. I used to be in booze and drugs and hate and carried a gun, done all kinds of them crazy things. Guess what? God's changed me. Why? The word of God is down. I don't have them kind of emotions no more. If you get the word of God down in you, all the problems you're dealing with, whether it be family, whether it be yourself, whether it be yesterday, whether it be a generational thing, it'll all dissolve. God's word will go right down and drive it out. And you'll have Jesus more on your mind than you have your problems. I know, saints. See, I've been through this. Just to come on Friday night to minister a message that he's given me, there's a battle. There's a battle in the mind. I told someone tonight, Rod Parsley, I was watching him on television, and he was talking about a great year 12 coming up. He said, but 11, cancer tried to come on me. He said, I have had the church sued 4 times by different people. He said, I had a whole bunch of people come in during the service and try to disrupt the whole service. He said, I had a boy that had a terrible disease when he was 5 years old, went all through school, and now it's come back on him. And he said, on top of all that, I'm $1 million behind in paying my bills. You'd think a ministry that big, all that television coverage, well, you see, the bigger you want to get, a bigger devil comes. All kinds of things happen to you. He said that within 15 minutes. All that stuff happened to him in 11. Me and my wife went through sickness and disease for 2 years. This past 2 years. 10 and 11. God didn't put it on there, but there's trials, saints. Maybe there's something in our lives that we just won't let go of. And God wants to clean it out. He said, get the word down in there. Have the word in your mind. Have it in your soul. You see, have the word controlling your body. This whole body language they talk about, let the word control it. Start dancing for Jesus, man. Jeez, I didn't think I could even do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. So and the more I got the word in me, the more I got into my desire, the more I stopped neglecting the gift that was in me, the more I got approved of God, the more I got freed in my spirit, soul, and body. Free, saints. There's no longer dust in my wallet. There's money. My checkbook don't read zero. You know, there was a time when me and my wife had to walk. Freezing winter. Didn't have an automobile. I was on the radio 5 days a week live. The radio went bankrupt. We lost, I was leasing a brand new Oldsmobile. We lost that. Never stopped praying. Fought all the harder. Me and my wife had to walk when it was freezing out to go to King Supers. We wasn't far from a King Supers in the Springs and get some food and bring it back because our kids were in the house and so on and so forth. We got behind 2 months of rent and a knock came on the door. It was freezing out and I went downstairs. This lady was standing there with an envelope, gave it to me. There was $1,500 in it. You may tell something? My flesh wasn't satisfied. Can you send more? God, I need more than this. When God blesses us, if 5 people get saved, how come 10 didn't? If 3 people get healed, well, there's 10 that didn't. So me and my wife didn't come out of a closet, all blessed and everything else, and just walked into this wonderful robes of Jesus and started serving him. Lost everything. Kept on walking, kept on praying. I got some papers from the VA one day, and Betty says, I'm not going to bother that junk. She says, I'll fill it out for you. I said, well, whatever. What date do you want me to put down? And I told her what date to put down there. 10 days later, I got a check for $5,000. See what the flesh can do? I ain't filling that out. 10 days later, I got $5,000. I was downstairs. Go upstairs, or someone's going to come, and he's going to let you use the pulpit. Now, I ain't going down there. I'm praying in tongues. What have you responded and missed a miracle? What have you done? That's why it's important that the word should be ruling your life, ruling your emotions, ruling your mind, ruling the soulish area. That's why we need the spirit of wisdom to get into that desire and let God develop it. Let God add the anointing to it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. One more time, for the word of God is living. Say it's living. See, we think it's dead, some ink on the page is dead or something. It's living. It's alive. It'll bring life to you. It'll bring healing to you. It'll bring love to you. It'll bring grace to you. It'll bring the mind of Christ to you. It'll bring the gifts of the Spirit to you. It'll bring the fruits of the Spirit to you. It'll bring the love of God to you. It'll become a part of your life. For the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul, the spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. That's why I said earlier, there is a spirit of truth, a spirit of error. When you start thinking of something, if you have the Word of God in you, the spirit of truth will discern that you're hearing from the spirit of error. It'll judge your thoughts, and you won't take on, I'm no good, God's never forgiven me, I ain't ever going to be blessed, I'm so sick of it. And everybody's impatient with God. God is so long-suffering with us, and we're so impatient with God. It's going to be another what? See, when I first got saved, I wanted everything yesterday. I wanted to go out there and say, here I am, you lucky people. My little wife followed me all the time. I went down out to Alamosa and preached, and I went to Trinidad and preached, and I'd say, can I rent this room? I saw this lady one time in Canyon City. She was putting up a sign, a bar room. She was opening a bar room, and I drove in there. I says, when are you going to open the bar room? She says, in 10 days. I said, can I rent it next week? She says, for what? I said, to preach Jesus. To do what? That's a true story. Went up to that bar room, preached Jesus. All kinds of people came and got healed. And the pastor called me and said, Ellery, what are you doing up in Canyon City? I said, I'm telling people about Jesus. He said, well, pastor thinks you're trying to start a church. Would you go back up there and talk to him? I said, come on, Bert. Got in the car, drove all the way back to Canyon City, drove in this little alley, banged on the door. I said, pastor, I'm not here to start a church. I said, I invited you over, and if anybody gets saved, I said, you could take them to your church. But you never showed up. You know why? They don't agree or believe in the anointing on my life. It disturbs people. You want to think of how it disturbs me. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Well, praise God. The anointed word is a sword. It's a sword, saints. And it's got to go down there and cut out anything in you. It's got to destroy. It's got to go into your belly. It's got to go into your emotions. I came out of a divorced family. My mom and dad were divorced. My mom left when I was 5 years old. All of that had to be cleaned out by the Word of God. I came down with MS. I was on my way of making lots of money, becoming a supervisor in a huge, huge company. And I phonied myself all the way through it. Guys, you know how to do that? Oh, you bet. I crossed picket lines and everything else. That's no fun. All of that. And then I got MS, and they wouldn't let me back in the company. They were afraid I was going to fall into press and sue them. And I'll tell you what, saints, then I got saved. Then I got saved. We went through a lot, saints. If you think you're going to have the Word of God go down and clean you out and you ain't going to have no battles, your mind sometimes is going to get absolutely mad at God. But it's the sword of God. It's the Word of God. It'll cut out all that stuff in you if you'll give Him Lord, be Lord over your life. If you let him go down and take it out. If you lean to your own understanding, you'll be in trouble. But if you lean to him, acknowledge him, he'll direct your path. He'll say, you need to give me that. You say, you're the clay. I'm going to mold you. And sometimes he takes this out and it hurts. Sometimes he would say to me, I want you to forget your mom left at 5 years old. I can't. It's part of my thinking. How crazy I was. I used to roll cars. I joined the Marine Corps because I wanted to kill. All of that has been cleaned out, saints. Cleaned out. The Word of God is powerful. It's like a sword. It'll cut things out of you. You can't hold on to self. You've got to hold on to the Holy Ghost in you. You got to ask for the Spirit of wisdom. You've got to get that desire. You can't neglect the gift that's in you. You got to let God add to you. You've got to let God add the anointing to your gifts. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Ephesians 6:17. Turn, if you would, there, Chris. Ephesians 6:17. Hallelujah. Therefore, do not be unwise and understand. Wait a minute, Ephesians, I'm in the wrong place. I'm in the wrong place. 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. See, that's going to stop those spirits of error coming into your mind. That's going to stop that sickness thoughts coming into your mind. That's going to stop that guilt and condemnation coming into your mind. The sword, the Word of God. You got to be able to take the sword, get the Word of God into your mind. Renew your mind. Change your thinking. If you think God's never going to do something, you got to change your thinking. God will do it. You do have a due season. You will receive. So the Word of God gets in you, and you use it. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to the end with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. God wants us clean. God wants us free, spirit, soul, and body. God wants the sword of the Word of God going right down into us. God don't want you hanging on to yesterday. God don't want you hanging on to generational curses. God don't want you hanging on to mind problems. God don't want you hanging on that your mom left when you, or your dad left, or your mom said this, or your dad said this, or generational curses. God don't want you hanging on to this. There's heart problems in your family, cancer in your family, high blood pressure in your family, sugar diabetes. God don't want you hanging on to that. That's the reason why he said we went through the death. We died with Christ. And when we came out of the grave with Christ, we came out with the resurrection power. And all death, sickness, and all that other stuff should have been left in the grave. But you have to put it there, and you have to keep it there, else the spirit of error will keep rising up in you. You know, for years and years, the devil tried to get the MS to come back on my body. I would get manifestations, and I had to battle it with the Word of God. I had to cut it out, that thinking, out of my mind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What does 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 say? I don't even know where it's at, man. 2 Timothy. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. You got to believe that, saints. Don't be telling, don't be saying, well, that's the wrong word and that's the wrong interpretation. Listen to me. Some of you ain't going to like this. There's no spiritual value in determining Greek and Hebrew. I'm not against it. You can learn it all you want. There's no spiritual value. Some people won't like that. That's where I come from. There's no spiritual value to it. All it does, if you want you want a better answer, go to the Amplified. Inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof of correction, for instructions in righteousness. And so the Word of God is there. Some of you don't like what I just said. Well, you love me?
Of course.
Oh. Anyway? See? Even though I'm wrong, right? I have, huh? Look at her sitting back there. I heard you. If it has spiritual value, how come it hasn't freed us? Think about it. You can study Greek and Hebrew till the cows come home. You know what's going to set you free? A relationship with Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God working in you. The Word of God renewing your mind. You giving attention to the gift of God that's in you. You don't need no Greek and Hebrew to understand that. Now, you can go out and teach Hebrew and Greek. That's fine. But here, I do it just the opposite. I take the Word of God just the way it's laid out in the King James, and that's what I preach, and that's what I live, and that's my faith. I don't try to change it. I don't try to add to it. But I'm free. So I got something to brag on, saints. I'm free, spirit, soul, and body. I haven't arrived, but I'm free. No sickness, no disease, no money problems. How'd I get there? I really believe I had to get Elry out of the way and get Jesus to move in. Hallelujah. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. So that means the gifts are. That means healing is. That means salvation is. It's all inspired by the Holy Spirit. Inspired by God. You see, some people want to take this out, and that's the wrong word. That's the wrong interpretation. That's a mistake, and so on and so forth. I don't do that. I don't come against people who do that, but I don't do that. See, God says, I don't need to know a whole lot of stuff about Greek and Hebrew. All I got to do is know Jesus as my Lord and Savior and let Him be Lord over my life. All I got to do is ask for the Spirit of wisdom. All I got to do is not neglect the gift that's in me. All I got to find out the desire that's being risen up in me. And all I got to do is study so I can have that added to me and the anointed added to me so I finally get into the hundredfold of my ministry. Amen? So don't leave here and say, oh, he's against Greek and Hebrew. Did I say that? But if you're trying to find out what got me free, the Word of God. The Word of God in my life, in my mind. The Word of God in my marriage. The Word of God in my finances. And God added to it and continues to add to it. Wisdom and knowledge grow in me. Because you know why? I said, Jesus, I want you to do more than me. I want me to do less and you do more in my life. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, say, I'm going to seek the kingdom. God's going to add to me. I'm going to have a desire. I'm going to water the desire with the Word of God. It's going to grow up in me. God's going to add to it. And I'm going to be free, spirit, soul, and body. Just like when he called the apostles in and he gave them the anointing, you see, he wants to pass it on to us. But you see, we got to do it God's way, don't we? He's got to be Lord over your life. And you'll go through great battles. You'll go through trials. There's sometimes you'll want to quit. There's sometimes you won't want to do what God's wanting you to do. There's sometimes you just want to lean to your own understanding in certain areas. But God said, I'll supply all you need. What do you need tonight? All you need. What do you need tonight? See, we haven't got to that place in faith where we can draw everything from Jesus. That's why he said to me, don't take up a collection. When the apostles came back, did you lack anything? See, in reality, we don't lack nothing. Because we've entered the finished work of Jesus. We don't lack nothing. God wants to add anointing to your life. He wants to add anointing to your calling. God tonight wants to add to you. God, if it's love you need, God wants to add love. If it's peace you need, God wants to add peace. If it's grace you need, God wants to add grace. If it's anointing, God will add the anointing. If you're doing it his way. If you're studying the Word of God according to that desire, not neglecting the gift. This is not something you're going to do just when you feel like doing it. Oh, I feel anointed today. I think I'll go down there and pray for somebody. No, it's every day. The Spirit of wisdom will rise up in you. You'll get understanding about Jesus, about your call, saints. I'm telling you, it'll work in your life. All I'm doing is passing on the area where I lived, where he brought me up, where he freed me from the depths of the Word of God, going down inside, from MS and all these other things. He's freed me. There is no psychiatrist, there's no pill that you can take to do this. But the Word of God will cut down. The Word of God's a sword. It'll go right down to, it'll discern your thoughts. In other words, you're attempting to do this in the Word of God. If the Spirit of truth is in you, the Word of God will say, don't do that. Because the Word of God will come up in you and it'll tell you that's wrong. If your thoughts are to do something, the Word of God, listen, saints, will come right up in you and tell you not to do it. It'll discern that thought that you're making a decision to go out and either get in trouble or whatever it may be, or to lean in your own understanding. God's alive, saints. He's alive in you. But he wants to be Lord over your life. He wants to be Lord over my life. So if I'm free of all this, I still have a lot of testings and trials because I preach all the time and I lay hands on people all the time. But I don't have no booze. I don't have any death wishes. I don't have any MS and all these other things that I had. I don't have that. I have a different level of battles. The only thing that helps me is more of Jesus. More of Jesus. Amen? Well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What is your first name, dear? Uh-huh. Oh, where are you from? Yeah. You're Italian. Sicily. How long you been? Here? In America? Long time? You still hold on to the... Wow. Wow. There's something that you've been waiting for. It hasn't been turned around in your life yet. God's about to move on your behalf and give you grace. There is some light that hasn't been shining in you, and you have been confused because it's a darkness. There's not a clear understanding of it, but God's going to bring light into your life. Light comes from the Word of God. God says in Isaiah, your light is going to shine. When the light shines, it brings understanding. You start to say, oh, that what it means? And then you ask the Holy Spirit to bring you into obedience to that light. And so light is going to come into your life. There is somebody who hasn't treated you properly, and God says he will step in. His grace will be involved in this. You don't have to weigh yourself out doing these things and handling these things. You have to turn to me, saith the Lord, and just put it in my hands and don't take it back. Put it in my hands and don't take it back. That means leaning to your own understanding. Stop leaning to your own understanding in some areas. Because God says freedom and light is going to come to you in such a powerful way. It's going to free your own physical heart. It's going to free your physical body. It's going to cause you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet to be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. One song before we go on. And I'm not going to sing it. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go number 8 in the orange, Jeff, please. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let's just worship him here a little bit. Praise you, Jesus. praise you, Jesus. God is saying tonight, it hasn't been that long. Some of you people act like you've been waiting for 20 years. It hasn't been that long. One day is 1,000 years with the Lord. God says you'll receive it. God says he'll add the anointing to you. God says you have a desire in you. God says if you'll feed the desire, if you'll develop the desire from the Word of God, God will add anointing to it. And I'm talking about it'd be like Stephen. When Stephen spoke, they couldn't resist the wisdom that came out of him. There's some people in here that no one's paying attention to, and God's going to cause that wisdom to rise up in you, and you're going to speak, and people are going to listen to you. And they ain't going to be able to fight it or reject the wisdom that's coming out of you by the Spirit of the living God. Amen? There's some people who have been battling and arguing with people. Don't argue with people. Speak the wisdom of God. Speak the wisdom of God. Stop getting emotionally involved. Get spiritually involved. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to stir up that gift that's in you. I want to anoint you and lay hands on you if you want it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just a minute. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is saying your journey is ended. There has been a journey that you have been on in this world. And it hasn't always been nice. And it has sometimes been bumpy. And sometimes it is just cold. Something cold has come on you. And God says the heat of the Holy Ghost is going to unthaw a whole lot of stuff that seems to be frozen in your life, that seems to be at a stopping point. God says he's going to take you into another realm. He's taking you to another level. So that which has frozen or stopped you in some areas of growing spiritually, God says it's going to be awakened in you, and you are kind of a person who really loves the Lord and wants to be obedient to him. The voice is going to be clearer and clearer. He says in his word, my sheep shall hear my voice. You're going to start hearing a voice loud and clear in some areas that you haven't heard it before. You've kind of made the decisions based on probably you thought you had some knowledge and wisdom. You're going to hear the voice of God telling you, go this way, turn left here. God is going to have you dip into here, dip into there, into the Word of God. And it's really going to explode in you. This freezing thing that God keeps talking to me about, it has stopped you in some areas. And God says that no longer you're going to be stopped in some areas. You're going to be able to come in the fullness of the Spirit of God like you've never. I don't mean speaking in tongues. I mean in the fullness of the Spirit that God has called you. There has been something in you operating for a long time. But God says it hasn't been the fullness. And he wants to add the fullness to it. And so God says your journey is going to start, spiritual journey is going to start in a bigger and much more light is going to shine in your life than ever before, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Yeah, give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. If anybody wants prayer now, come up here right now. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Kind of push down, if you would, guys. Yeah. So let other people in here. Come in here, dear. Is this your boy? Come right. You've been here before, haven't you? You haven't? Oh. Well, I would let you know him. Huh?
Two houses apart. A wonderful neighbors. And then I was telling them I wanted to come to church here, and I met your granddaughter the same day.
My granddaughter? Which one? Kalina. Old Navy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well? And she said, come on down. Hallelujah. I'll get to you in a minute, dear. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody close their eyes and raise their hands. I want to stir up that gift that's in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord Jesus, to receive. Stir up the gift in them, Lord Jesus Christ. You are the Master. You are the King. You are the Resurrection. You are the Son of the Most High God. And we lean not to our own understanding. We call upon the Holy Spirit to take from you tonight, Jesus, and impart into these people, Lord. Let them know, Lord, that they're called by you, that they're going to have added to them some more anointing. Let them know that they're going to understand their gifting and their calling in the mighty name of Jesus. Reveal to them, Lord. Just everybody be quiet for a minute. Just see if you can wipe everything out of your mind, your thinking for a minute. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I touch him right now, Lord. Oh. Add to him, Lord. Add some fresh anointing, Lord. Add to him, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let the Spirit rise up in his belly, Lord, all through his body. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Precious name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus, you set any door you open, no man will close. Let her husband or herself hear the voice, Lord. Let them step through the door, Lord. And let the blessings of finances flow into their lives, Lord. Let the understanding of their calling rise up in them, and let them feed it with the Word of God. Let them explode with the anointing and the power of your life in them, Lord Jesus Christ, for the impartation, Lord, of the anointing, Lord. The impartation of the anointing, Lord, upon the both of them, Lord, and upon their boy, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Let the peace fall upon their home, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus, the both of them, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord. Oh, praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, the presence of Holy Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God says, my daughter, there's a gift being stirred up in you, a desire in you to come into my realm and to come into the supernatural realm. This is not something you'll have to do. You'll just have to allow my spirit to come up out of you and to guide you into places where I've called you to be. There is places of peace that stop storms. And God says, my daughter, tonight you will feel that peace. And any storm that has tried to arise in you or come to you will be stopped immediately tonight because of my peace, saith the Lord. There will be
things in your mind that will change immediately tonight because you've come forward by faith. And God says faith moves the hand of God. And tonight the anointing will break the yoke of bondage because the peace will flow into you. There'll be an impartation in you, and your mind will be at peace like never before. You will love it, and you'll want to drink more of it, saith the Lord. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord, and I thank you, and I praise you, Lord, for the peace of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Have you got Jesus in your life, guy? Have you ever seen this? Never have. Well, raise your hands. I'm not going to shove you nothing now. Don't get me wrong. Don't think I'm going to. I'm not going to do nothing to you. I'm just going to bless you, okay? Close your eyes. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. The blessings of the Holy Spirit upon him, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the blessings of Jesus. The blessings of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. The blessings of Jesus. The blessings of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessings of Jesus, the blessings of Jesus. Oh, Lord, add the anointing to this man, Lord, his calling, Lord. Add the anointing, Lord. Add the anointing to his life, Lord Jesus. Add the anointing, Lord. Add the anointing, Lord Jesus. Oh, oh, pray. Ooh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, the anointing of the wonderful Holy Spirit. Oh, pray. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Add to her, Lord. Add to her, Lord. Let the anointing, Lord. Let her have power. Let the Holy Ghost fall upon her, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Add the anointing, Lord. We ask this, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. To add the anointing, Lord. Add the anointing, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Add the anointing, yeah. Lord. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Add the anointing. Add the anointing, Lord, to John. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Just add the anointing, Lord, to Michelle. Add the anointing, Lord. Oh, the wonderful presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, just add the anointing, Lord, right now, Lord. Add the anointing to Peg's life, Lord. Oh, add the anointing, Lord. Oh, oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace, and we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord,
that the Spirit of wisdom, Lord, we call upon him, Lord. We thank you for desires rising up in us right now, Lord, before we leave this building. If they didn't have a desire, that desire is rising up in them right now, Lord, and they're going to study. They're not going to neglect the gift that's in them. They're going to study the Word of God. They're going to pray, Lord, because the Word of God is powerful. It's going right down, Lord. There's some reasons why you don't add the anointing, Lord. Maybe there's a lot of soulish area trying to control the Holy Spirit in our lives, Lord. We want to die completely, Lord, and we want to be anointed, Lord, spirit, soul, and body, to walk in your life, to walk in your footprints, to carry on your ministry, Lord Jesus Christ. And we know it takes a price to pay for the flesh to pay, but if we're willing to pay it, Lord, you're willing to take us on that journey and to add to us, Lord. So we give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord Jesus, that we're alive with your anointing, we're alive with your spirit, we're alive with your knowledge and your wisdom and your grace and your peace. It's in us, flowing to us, flowing out of us, Lord. And the outside, Lord, is taking on a new Jesus in our lives, a new Christ in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that the outside has not been used to this Christ that's in us, this Jesus that's in us. And so we thank you, Lord, it's experiencing tonight that Jesus in our mind is now moved into our minds, our eyes, our ears. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, because all things are possible with you, and all things are possible if we can believe. And we believe in the Holy Ghost coming upon us and changing us and teaching us and causing us to walk in your power, to walk in your love, Lord Jesus. So we honor you tonight as I bind the spirit of error, and we ask the spirit of truth to come on each one of us, Lord, and drive us out into a deeper place into you, Lord Jesus Christ. We honor you tonight as our Lord and Savior. We draw attention to nobody. We exalt and lift you up. You are the Master. You are the King. You are the Son of the Most High God. And tonight, everybody says, we honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, bless everybody. Amen. Shake someone's hand and say something nice.